Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Tonight we have a second story about the Rebbe Tzinchana, that is, Rebbe Tzinchana Schneerson, the mother of the Lubavitcher Rebbe Menachem Mendel Schneerson, and the wife of course, the Rebbe's father, Reb Levi Yitzchak Schneerson, who was a tremendous Torah scholar, Makubal, Kabbalist, Baal Mesiras Nefesh, that tremendous self-sacrifice for Yiddishkeit, for Torah mitzvahs, stood up against the communist government. Unfortunately, he was imprisoned and sent to exile, where he unfortunately died 5 years later in the far, far reaches of Eastern Russia, Kazakhstan, somewhere near China. So it's a very brief story, this particular story that I'm telling now, and it was the story of the Rebbe Tzinchana regarding her son, the Rebbe Lubavitcher Rebbe Menachem Mendel Schneerson, the seventh Lubavitcher Rebbe. She said, "I live in a small apartment." This was when she was older. Her husband already passed away. She was living out her last 15 years or so in Crown Heights, Brooklyn. And she had the great pleasure of seeing her son. In fact, the Rebbe would visit her every day, despite his intensely heavy schedule, dealing with hundreds, thousands of people in all sorts of situations, organizations, building Yiddishkeit, building Chassidus. But the Rebbe would come and visit her every single day, come into the apartment, make some tea for her, and so forth. And she wrote later in her diary that when her son comes over, the room becomes bigger. That I live in a small apartment, when my son comes over, the room becomes bigger. That is, that the effect that the Rebbe had on his mother feels good. The room feels bigger. There's more room. There's more breadth and depth. And this is actually what it ever does. It ever opens our eyes to a bigger reality, the reality of Hashem, to the reality of truth and holiness. It's there the whole time, but we don't necessarily see it. And therefore, by studying the Rebbe's teachings and learning about the Rebbe's conduct and trying to help in the Rebbe's mission to bring the Geula, all of us gain. Our world grows bigger, it becomes better, it becomes richer, it becomes fuller, it becomes happier, it becomes holier. And this is what a Rebbe is about. And Mashiach and Geula in general, it's to bring about the greatest goodness, greatest light, the greatest happiness, the greatest joy, the greatest fulfillment through Torah and mitzvahs for us and the entire world. May it happen immediately, and especially with your help, of adding in learning Torah, adding in mitzvahs, adding in goodness and kindness, adding in learning about Mashiach, and acting in a way as if Mashiach were already here, meaning fulfilling Torah in a complete way, fulfilling mitzvahs in a complete way. Just like when Mashiach comes and the Geula comes, we'll have no obstacles to fulfilling Torah mitzvahs. We'll fulfill Torah mitzvahs in a way which Hashem really wants, not in a halfway. And therefore, the Rebbe encourages us to begin to fulfill Torah mitzvahs in that way, as completely as possible, as beautifully as possible, and with as much passion and excitement as possible. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More.